Just to review some of the minhagim of minhag hala regarding the holiday of Sukkot. We're reading from the Sefer Derech Eretz, which is the Sefer that chronicles the minhagim regarding, in our case, Sukkot. Beleil Rishon Shel Sukkot Mekadeshim Uvarechim Neshev Basukah Ba'amida V'chal Zeh Yoshvim Uvarechim Shehiyanu. So he calls it very interesting, although many people do not know this. It seems in Aleppo, on the first night of Sukkot, of course we always make the Kiddush standing at night. That we follow Rabbeinu Ha'ari, that the Kiddushim that we make at night, on Yom Tov or on Shabbatot, are always done standing. And we do make the Shem Basukah standing. The question is the Shehiyanu. So he brings that over here, that the Shehiyanu is done sitting. Then he quotes Rachem Yitzchak Za'afrani and Rachem Yaakov Atiyah. And he quotes some other opinions as well. But then he writes in the footnotes, Ach hayom nohagim b'chala lebarech gam et berchat Shehiyanu ba'amida, which is the prevalent custom today. That we say the whole kiddush standing, v'rak b'shtiyat ha'yayin yoshvim. And then when it comes to the drinking of the wine, then they sit. And that's our practice again. So on the first night, everything is done standing. Of course, you make the Shem Basukah first, and then you make Shehiyanu, and then we sit. V'nel sheni, v'varchim berchat Shehiyanu, v'acharei zeh l'Shem Basukah. Okay, if you follow the Mahzor, that's what we do as well. On the second night, we make Shehiyanu first, and then the Shem Basukah. Because the Shehiyanu is not going on the Shem Basukah anymore, because we sat in the Sukkah already. So then we say Shehiyanu and the Shem Basukah, and then we sit. V'kiddush shel boker, this is Yom Tov. V'barchim bo repri ha-gefen, v'harkak l'Shem Basukah, hakol b'yishiva. Again, minhag hala was in the days of Yom Tov. We make the kiddush sitting, like our custom, even on Sukkot. You might say to yourself, what do you mean? You're saying the Shem Basukah. You sat already. Shem Basukah doesn't mean to sit necessarily. Shem Basukah means to stay in the Sukkah. Because if a person, let's say, is going to go into the Sukkah, and there's not a chair for him, he doesn't make the Shem Basukah, he's going to eat standing. It's a big Sukkah, there's a lot of people, and he's going to have the Sukkah standing. He doesn't make the Shem Basukah. Of course he does. The Shem doesn't mean to sit. The Shem means to remain in the Sukkah, to be in the Sukkah. So therefore, again, for the Kiddush, the custom on Yom Tov is to sit in the Kiddush, and then we make Bura Priya Gefen, of course, on the Yayin, and then we sit in the Shem Basukah in the Kiddush. Again, that's assuming that you're going to eat bread, which we do during the Seudah of Yom Tov, we eat. But let's say, you know, you're having a Kiddush in the synagogue, where you're not really having a Hamotzi. You're having a Mizonot or Sheakol or things like that, then you wouldn't make the Shem Basukah at that time. But he's talking about over here where you're having the Seudah of Yom Tov. So you say Gefen, Shem Basukah, and that's it. I go make the Tzidai Yadayim, I go make Hamotzi. So the Shem Basukah is part of the Kiddush. The only controversy that he cannot clarify, because it seems there's a machloket in Minhag Hala itself, is during the weekday, when there's not a Kiddush, so you have to make Hamotzi and the Shem Basukah. There's no Kiddush. So you go make the Tzidai Yadayim, that we figured out already. And now you come into the Sukkah, which beracha do you make first? Do you make Hamotzi and then the Shem Basukah? Or the Shem Basukah and then Hamotzi? So he brings that over here, that from Chacham Moshe Tawil Alav HaShalom, who was the chief rabbi of Aram Soba, his custom was to make Hamotzi and then to make the Shem Basukah. But then he brings from Chacham Avraham Hamway Alav HaShalom in the Sefer Bet Menucha, that the custom of Chacham was to make the Shem Basukah and then make Hamotzi. That's like the Ben Ish Chai. So it seems the rabbis of Halab themselves were going back and forth on this, and you can't go wrong then, because both it seems are valid. But again, we have a testimony of Chaim Moshe Tawil Alav HaShalom that would say Hamotzi and then the Leshem Basukah. So again, if one of them wants to follow that practice, fine. If one is fine, the Bein Ish Chai, which is the opposite, that's fine as well.